I'm Von Miller, and you're watching Broncos TV.
Peyton bounces around. He throws. Daniels is there. Daniels with the catch. Touchdown, Denver. From the gun. Throws. Pass. Going to be intercepted. Von Miller at the 20. He fell down, but he's got the ball. Peyton, good snap. Pumps once. Throws. He's got Daniels there. Daniels with the catch. And Denver's got a touchdown. Deep drop, flushed and hit as he throws, floats the ball, and Denver's got a pick, and Darius Stewart has it. Brady takes the snap, he's going to be hit, and sacked back at the 28. Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. An attempt for Brandon McManus of 31 yards. Snap is good, placement down. McManus has been money in the postseason. All-out pressure, Brady rolling to his right. Brady throws, pass deflected, and intercepted! Intercepted up the sideline! And the kick. It's short, fielded by one of the Broncos, and that is Shiloh Kao. And this one is going to end.
What we did today is we stayed true to what we were. We just grinded all day long. We grinded. We played defense like I've never seen before. We kept grinding in the other two phases. Here we go, boys. We got a chance to win a world championship.
Okay,
so I'm so proud of you,
all right? Yeah. Hey, fellas, I said, before we went out there, we said the light was at the end of the tunnel. We had to close it out, and we did that.
Yep.
Guess what? We got one more, fellas.
One more, yeah, baby.
We're working up.
Mama!
Broncos on three. One, two, three.
With work left to do, the Broncos put in a Super Bowl game plan at home and then took the show on the road to Santa Clara. With disappointment from 2 years ago fresh in their minds, the Broncos look to get over the hump this time and finish the deal. Standing in their way, a formidable 17-win Panthers team with a favorite to win MVP at quarterback. We have it all covered coming up on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport.
Very grateful for the opportunity to be going back to a Super Bowl, and I can, you know, certainly attest that winning is a lot better than losing.
You know, we got an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, and it's only special if you win it. So we just got to go take care of business next Sunday.
You know, a big reason I'm still playing football right now is for this game and to get a chance to get a ring.
We don't really pay too much attention to it. We the underdog. We the favorite. It is what it is. We got to still go out on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, and we still got to play that game. So.
This moments like this are why you play the game. I'm just being a competitor and a team guy. You know, you can have the individual accolades, but that doesn't mean anything. You look at the end of the day, what have you done for yourself or for the team to make them even better? And I think this right here is that point, that pinnacle point of my career, that, you know what, you're at this point now. You know, what can you do now to help the team out to get to that next level?
But the bottom line, you're going to have to play a great football team, and you're going to have to play great to win.
That is about the game plan, going out there and being the same defense, the same team that we've been over, you know, these weeks that have got us up to this point. So it's about staying in the moment and taking advantage of the opportunity.
I'm living in the moment right now, and I'm preparing for, you know, the biggest game of my career, and looking at it that way.
Man, we playing to win for everybody, man, for Denver, everybody, especially, of course, you want to send a guy like Peyton out right. But, I mean, the main focus is winning the Super Bowl, make plays on defense, shut down whoever we got to shut down, and all that stuff will be handled if we win.
I'm living a dream, and we just got to finish it. Make that dream complete.
All right, we are live here in Santa Clara, California. It might be snowing in Denver, but we are enjoying the Santa Clara sun. Welcome into the BTV Live pregame, or I should say, live from the Super Bowl at Santa Clara, presented by Prime Sport. I'm Matt Boyer. Phil Milani to my right, Andrew Mason to my left. And guys, we came on today not expecting to break a little news, but here we are about to break some news. Phil, you were at practice. Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, we went up to practice just a couple of hours ago at Stanford Stadium, about half an hour north of here. But we just found out that when the Broncos were coming back here to the Santa Clara Marriott Hotel, they got into a little bit of a fender Bender. Patrick Smythe, the Broncos VP of Public Relations, tweeted out that the Broncos team buses were involved in a minor accident on the way back from practice. No injuries were sustained, and the team is back at the hotel. So that's good news. We saw DeMarcus Ware, some other players tweeting about it. So, hey, this is the world we live in with Twitter. You find out all kinds of things. But, yeah, the Broncos in a little bit of a fender bender. But just so everybody knows, they were up at practice at Stanford. That's John Elway's old stomping grounds. Sure. And, you know, Mace, you were there too with me. It seemed like their team was pretty sharp.
Pretty sharp and really, you know, going for a crisp tempo. They were out there for about an hour after they completed stretching. Went pretty well. The usual kind of endpoints and emphasis that you'd see on a Wednesday practice coming out of the bye. And the other thing about it, they got a lot of their preparation done, guys, before they came out here. That was a big key to the Broncos two weeks. They were planning for these 2 weeks, I should say. Get the prep work and the game planning in before you come to California, and then spend this week polishing and refining. That was the tactic that Mike Shanahan used when Gary Kubiak was on his staff back in 1998 and 1999, in January of those months, for the Broncos to win Super Bowls. And they're going to try it again this time, see if it works again.
Broncos landed here in Santa Clara yesterday. They departed the Dove Valley facility at 12:45 Mountain. They landed in San Jose at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's a little bit over 3 hours with the time change. Phil, when we were on the buses and going to the airport, Broncos country seemed everywhere. We land in Santa Clara. They seemed like it was everywhere. What was the atmosphere like for you?
Well, hey, if we could always travel like that, wouldn't it be awesome?
It'd be great.
When buses were leaving the UC Health Training Center, we saw tons of Broncos fans out there, flew on the charter, landed. The media was out there, came to the team hotel. But to tell you the truth, other than just the fans being there, it seemed like a normal road trip for the Broncos. They seemed very locked in and very business-like, as they like to say, business trip. But we know that it was pretty cool just being on the charter, being behind the scenes and that kind of thing.
And Mace, for you, it bit of a different feel this time around. New York City, very frenetic, very fast-paced, as New York City is accustomed to being. Here, a little bit more laid back, a little bit more of a fresh Broncos team, do you think?
Definitely. You go back to what that team was going into Super Bowl 48, and it was a battered team, especially on the defensive side of the line, on the line of scrimmage. You know, Chris Harris Jr. was injured. Von Miller was injured. You know, Stuart Bradley, people forget about him, but he was supposed to be a starting middle linebacker. He was injured. Derek Wolfe was on injured reserve. You know, by the time Champ Bailey was basically playing on one foot. So by the time the Broncos got to the Super Bowl, it was a battered team, and I think it showed. That was one of many things that contributed to that loss. This team is a bit fresher. I mean, really, the only injury concerns you're looking at for this game are Darian Stewart and T.J. Ward, and they didn't practice last week, but they were on the field. Both of them were on the field today, 100% attendance for the Broncos at practice. So that's a good sign, and I think that's key. I mean, you know. You can have a great team, but so many teams have had their Super Bowl hopes waylaid by injuries. This team is healthy. This team is fresh. And I think, frankly, this team is glad to be somewhere warmer than New York was most of the week 2 years ago.
Well, the other thing I think is that this team's really taken on the personality of head coach Gary Kubiak. And when we landed at the team hotel yesterday, Matt and I had a chance to talk with John Elway and Gary Kubiak.
Just pulled in here, just got to the hotel. The guys been great all week. We had a really good week back home in our preparation, and now we kind of got to settle in a new home here for a few days. But, you know, we will. But it's exciting to be here. We get familiar with what's going on and get back to work.
And it's exciting to be able to be back here and you know, competing for the world championship. But the credit goes to those players and those coaches and Gary really leading the charge with a tremendous staff, both offensively and defensively. So I'm couldn't be happier and more proud of a staff and a bunch of players than this group.
You know, we're going to do it our way this year. You know, it's been we've been very confident in how we go about our business, how we prepare, and our players have been excellent through the course of the season as far as their preparation. So we'll try to do things the same way, but try to enjoy it along the way because it is a special moment. So I want everybody to do that, but I trust them.
And we got the fans outside chanting Omaha. So that's I think that's getting me situated pretty good. For the first couple of days, going to enjoy it and take it all in, and look forward to getting to work here pretty soon, getting ready to play.
It all seems surreal to me. You know, it just had to settle in a little bit. And once we get moving later on in the week, then I'll be like, oh, okay, we're actually in the Super Bowl. Then everything will start to slow down a little bit.
We're going to have to play extremely well. I mean, we're playing a team that won 17 games this year. That's hard to do in this league. So, but we expect that. And, you know, we've had some tough games along the way this year, and some very close football games against some great teams. And we hang in there. I think we know exactly what we are as a team, and we'll hold true to that and get in another battle this weekend.
And as we heard there from Coach Kubiak, he said that this team's going to do things the way that they want to do, the way that they've done all season long. They got a big battle on their hands, just like he said, and that starts with Cam Newton.
Well, Cam Newton is really what makes the Panthers' offense go. 79.3% of Panther touchdowns this season have come from Cam Newton having a hand in it in some way, running, throwing, doing it with his legs. Mace, what makes him so hard to contain within this Panthers offense?
Well, start with how athletic he is and how he combines that athleticism with being a pinpoint passer. I mean, if he stays in the pocket, he can get it done. People have this, I think, this misconception about him being just a guy who's a mobile quarterback, who's a zone read guy. But when he stays in the pocket, he can make some plays as well. But when they do the zone read stuff, they are the best I've ever seen from an NFL team running this. Of course, Broncos fans, you've been around for a while. You remember when they ran a lot of zone read back in 2011, that memorable season. But what the Panthers do is on another level, maybe two levels higher than what the Broncos could do out of the zone read, because Cam Newton is such an effective passer. And because, frankly, he is an effective runner. And even though he's 245 pounds, he can make the first man miss. He's got some elusiveness to him. So just causes a lot of problems. And the thing is, he takes what the defense gives him. If you take away the scramble, he'll beat you with his arm. If you take away the threats downfield, he'll try to beat you with his legs. Really, it's pick your poison with Cam Newton.
And two of the guys that will be tasked with stopping Cam Newton are going to be defensive coordinator Wade Phillips and outside linebacker Von Miller. Both of those guys speaking this week about how much admiration and respect they have for the Panthers quarterback.
They asked me if I'd seen a quarterback like Cam Newton, and there isn't one like him, so I haven't seen one like him. None of us have. Tremendous talent. He's put it all together. I'm sure he's going to be the MVP of the league this year. So another big challenge for us. He's so versatile that he just gives you so many problems that the regular drop back quarterback. He is the top notch drop back quarterback. So it's a real challenge, but we're excited about it. We're in it to win it.
Newton on a design keep is going to be hit and down by Von Miller.
I like Cam Newton. That's one of my favorite quarterbacks. Peyton is obviously my favorite quarterback, but other than that, it's Cam. I don't think it's another quarterback that's ever played the game the way he does, and especially the way his personality is on the field. I'm just a big fan of everything that he has going for him. He's a huge role model. If he played defense, he probably would have got $220 million because he could probably rush the passer and drop back and do safety and all that stuff too. So, I mean, I'm a big fan. It's not really the one versus two that the media try to play out to be. He's a great quarterback. We got a great opportunity going against him.
And Von Miller this week saying in his press conference that if he were a quarterback, he'd be just like Cam Newton in personality, in mannerisms. He loves the joy that Cam plays the game with. Von and Cam, both very similar personalities with regards to the joy they have for football. But on the defensive side, one of Von's teammates, Darian Stewart, going to have his hands full containing Cam in that passing game.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, the Broncos' safeties will really have their hands full. We saw what happened at the end of that New England game when both T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart went out. All of a sudden, things started opening up for Gronkowski. And while Greg Olsen isn't exactly Gronkowski, he can still make a lot of plays in the field. We saw how many touchdowns he's had. And specifically with Darian Stewart, he had that interception against Tom Brady in that big game. He had 63 tackles this season. So his health definitely up in the air after he hurt his knee against New England. I had a chance to talk with him last night after the team arrived at the team hotel.
Thank you.
Has it set in that you're here at the Super Bowl yet?
It has, man. Pulling in, man. So it's a great environment, man. I'm just happy to be here.
How are you feeling health-wise right now?
I'm feeling good, man. Felt like I got over the hump past couple of days, man. So I should be ready to practice next week.
I was going to ask you, how much did the rest help you having that 1 week off?
I think it was big, man. I'm definitely thankful for that extra week. So it gave me time to rest my knee, man, and so I'll be ready to go next week.
Is it the kind of thing where, hey, it's a Super Bowl, nothing's keeping me out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It's once in a lifetime, man. These don't come around too often, so you got to definitely be available.
What are you looking forward to most this whole week? I mean, the build-up and then, of course, the game.
Oh, man, I'm just, you know, just soaking it all in, enjoying the moment, man. Like I said, it don't come around too often, man. So I'm just happy I'm here and enjoying it with my teammates.
A coach said that they kind of put in the game plan all last week. Even though you didn't practice, you feel like you're up to speed on everything about the Panthers?
Oh, absolutely, man. Just watching film on my own, man, and along with what Coach Woods and Sampson gives us. So I think I'm ahead of the curve.
When you look at the Panthers, Greg Olsen, of course, is the guy who sticks out. What do you see on tape from him?
I mean, athletic tight end, man, that, you know, can run a lot of good, a lot of routes, man. So, you know, we just have to, you know, that's their Cam's go-to guy, man. So we just have to be aware of where he's at all times.
Last one for me here. A lot of people talking about Cam Newton this week. Have you ever seen a quarterback quite like him with the size and then being able to throw from the pocket?
Oh, man, not at all, man. He's a unique quarterback, man. So we definitely think he's a great player, man, and we just have to be ready to attack.
Clearly, the week off last week gave Darian Stewart a little bit of time to rest his knee. We saw him out of practice earlier today. And, look, it's just one of those things that where if it's a questionable kind of situation, it's a Super Bowl, you're going to play.
Of course, they're going to play. And we're just getting started here at Super Bowl 50. When we come back from break, we're going to introduce you to a new member of our team. There's so much going around on Super Bowl 50 weekend. We just had to include another member in order to cover it all. Stay with us. Broncos TV live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. We'll be back after this.